So, Paulette, there are so many annoying myths bouncing around in our culture regarding psychology. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Well, today I want to dispel several of these myths, 20 to 30 of them, in detail. What do you say?
My God. Sounds good.
Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a licensed therapist.
I'm Paulette Perhatch, writer and American layperson. I want to say something first.
Good, go.
As a writer, psychology myths are annoying because you think you have a story idea and then you go to write about it and you like scratch the surface on like the fourth Google search link and they're like, that's a total myth. And you're just like, ugh, like the stages of the stages of grief.
Yeah.
You look that up and they're like, yeah, that's not really a thing. So there's all these things that if you're an American layperson, you believe to be true because they're just like quippy and easy to remember.
Yeah.
But they're not really. And I think sometimes you can shape your life or analyze your life in a way that uses those as a map and then you're totally wrong.
Right. There are perhaps the majority of things that people believe about psychology and our culture are probably myths. And when it comes to any technical area, what I do for myself is I feel like I have a little bit of information and I feel like I get it. You know, like I'm not a physician, so I'll know a little bit about something like cancer or the brain or something. And then I'll just be like, yeah, I get it. And then when you actually talk with someone who gets it, you realize, oh no, not only do you not get it, but everything you think is wrong.
This is something I obsess about. The world is so insanely complex and the scope of knowledge is like astronomical. And as a human, you have to choose what parts of that knowledge you float around in or where, like, should I stay updated on psychology or should I stay updated on like physics or should I stay updated on medical issues?
Yeah.
It's just, there's no guide that I found of like, here's what you need to know as a human being.
Yeah, it's complex. And I think part of it is if you want to not be in trouble regarding things that you're saying, you have to run them by someone who knows what they're doing. And because knowledge is so vast and so specialized and so deep, even if there are areas that, you know, like in psychology, like I'm in, that's my area, but there are the majority of areas in psychology I don't know enough about really to speak with a lot of authority. And so it's just this understanding that things are much more complicated than we think. And I think, I don't know about you, but I kind of was running on the assumption that the world wasn't as complex or that science wasn't as complex as I've come to realize as I get older. And so I think maybe it's just an overall assumption that, look, you know nothing and science is very complex. And if I think you just sort of remember that, it'll guide your life.
I think that's really important. And there's this concept, I forget the name of it, but it's the concept that the less you know, the more you think you know. There's like ignorance of how,
right,
of how complicated the world is.
Right.
And the more, so that's why you'll find that people who are like scientists who are super studied in science are more kind of humble. They're like, I know how vast the universe is.
Right.
So that's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You want to update the listeners on that?
Okay, here's a psychology myth. So update. After this whole big thing happened with the article where
With
the fuck off fund article and like literally like my dreams are coming true, like right, like this week.
Yeah.
It's like I have all these assignments, I'm getting to talk to all these people, like I got an agent, I might be writing a nonfiction book, like, oh my God, everything's happening. I stopped biting my nails.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty stressed because it's like all the pieces of my life have just been flown up in the air. And it's like, we'll see where it lands. But it's good stress. It's like, you know, that like kind of balance, like everything in my life is changing. So I would think that I might be biting them more. But I'm totally stopped biting them.
It's interesting. I wonder if that means anything about why you were biting your nails.
Yeah.
Maybe you're biting your nails not because of stress, but because of... I mean, you know, I could say all sorts of things. Would you like me to say the things?
Yeah, say the things. Diagnose. Woo!
So you could, since in the past you felt like you weren't living up to your potential, or you weren't living the life you wanted to live, which was more the life of a writer, you might have been, that might have been the stress, really, that you were working out on your fingernails. Yeah. Or another hypothesis that will sound perhaps more strange is you had some self-hatred that you were playing out by abusing yourself and saying, how dare you not be a better writer?
That is the kind of stuff I write in my morning pages. God, you suck.
All right. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. And patrons get access to the premium feed on their phones now. So that is good.